Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, first of all, before we get started, I want to welcome the family of Aaliyah Gonzalez, who are here today. Had a chance to talk with them, Aaliyah's mom, amazing kids. What a great family it is, and what a tragedy it was. And I just want to say, and I know we say this, but we're determined to do the things that we can do, partner with their family, our foundation and others, to make a difference in these areas that are experiencing this trauma and this violence, which has to end. There's no reason for it. And just thank them for being here, for the love that they have for each other, for the great family that they are, and continue to be like we all strive to be, just like them. So I just want to welcome them here and thank them for coming out. Okay, we got all the kids out here today again, and we appreciate that. And we had a good practice. We're excited about the Commanders coming in tomorrow and Wednesday to practice. We're looking forward to it. Ron and I have talked extensively about the practices and the practice schedule and the format and the tempos and all those things, and we're on the same page. We're actually going to meet with them tonight. Some of their players are coming up tonight. We'll meet with some of our players and get on the same page with the drills and things like that. That's always helpful. We've done that over the years, and we're excited about that part of it too. So we just can't wait to have two productive days against a very good football team, a very well-coached team. We're looking forward to that. So what questions do you have? Well, we've made it normal to meet with them. Sometimes we do it the day of. We're practicing in the morning, so we decided to do it tonight. When they come up, they're gonna branch off of that group and come over here. And I think they wanted to see the setup too. So, but I think it is normal to just try to get together beforehand and build a plan, kind of everybody communicate and try to get the most out of it we can. It feels good to have him back there on the field. He's excited. We're all excited. We'll probably ramp him up a little bit this week and kind of work him in there and try to be smart in how we do it. But he'll be fine. He's 100% healthy. He looks good. He's been training hard, so he's ready to go.
John, why did today work out to be the day he came back?
I don't know. I think it just worked out for whatever reasons it worked out. I'm just trying not to look at it too deeply and be grateful.
John, how's Tyus Bowser progressing? And is it getting to a point where they're concerned about him being ready for week four?
It hasn't gotten to that point. They feel good about it. I mean, you know, it's just an agitated knee, I guess. There's not really anything other to say about than that. And I think they are being cautious, I will say. And they feel like today they did say his knee looked the best it's looked. You know, swelling, things like that. So, you know, I know he'll be back for the season, but I know as well as you can know, you know, there's not a serious problem in there. It's just it getting right for him to play to his highest level. Sure. James had a contusion, kind of a hip back kind of buttocks thing type thing. So he could practice tomorrow, maybe, but I don't know if he will. Just we may just hold him out another day or not. We had a couple other things. Tyler has a hamstring tweak, so we'll be cautious with that for a little while here. We're not going to be in a hurry on that one either. If you think about the hamstrings, you just don't want to redo it. You know, you don't want to re-injure it. We really have been very cautious with the hamstrings of late, so we'll probably continue that trend. Well, not for the practices, because they're just set up already. It's kind of even offense and defense. It may have some, you know, I think the starters are going to get a lot of reps these next two practices, so they didn't play in the game, so it probably won't impact it as much as all that. But the other guys want to practice too, so they'll be out there, and it'll be just kind of what it is.
John, going back and looking at the film from Saturday night, were there some things that struck you as like that would be very pleased with, maybe some others you're like, that wasn't great?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's how you always feel, Pete, no doubt. The thing I really appreciated was the aspect of what we would call winning football, which is why I wore the T-shirt today. I thought our guys understood that. We played situational football very well. The high-leverage situations we did very well in. You know, the sudden change situations, the turnovers we created, some of the short-yardage situations. I thought we did really well with it, you know. Two-minute in both ends, both the end of the half. Then we came out and scored with the first drive, which is a big deal, around halftime, and then 2 minutes at the end of the game and 4 minutes to finish. Those are all things that have been emphases for us, and that was really why the game was won in the end. It wasn't that we outplayed anybody. We probably didn't. They probably did, you know. because they played very well, but we won the game because of those things. Yeah, I mean, four sacks is pretty good, you know, so we're not complaining about that. But, you know, there were more that were close, and sometimes you don't get there. I mean, that's a big physical, good offensive line. The ball comes out quick with that offense. You know, they got the ball out quick on some seams and some fades. I thought that they made some good throws and catches on. That was really the bulk of their offense and quarterback scrambles. They did run the ball a little bit more with the inside zone stuff with their tempo than we would want to see, so we want to firm that up. But mostly it's the seams and the fades, and the quarterback scrambles is where they got most of their yards. Oh, I mean, it's going to be an intense practice. There's no doubt, because that's how these guys are. You know, they always are. You know, the NFL teams always practice very well and very hard. And especially when you go against each other, you want to put your best foot forward. And we want to put our best foot forward in every way. We want to put our best foot forward in terms of how we execute, our effort, our attention to detail. And we're here for football. We want to get the work done. That's what we'll be focusing on, and that's what we're going to try to do. Yeah, Jalen is real close. Rock is not quite as close to Jalen, but still close. So, you know, pretty soon, you know, like maybe to the game. Arthur Millett, again, real close, same category. Damarian's different. Damarian's going to get surgery again on his ankle, unfortunately. It's not going to be a season ender. It'll be early season, October maybe, something like that. He'll be back. But what happens is a screw in there, it caused the bone to crack a little bit, the screw that was in the surgery, and that's something that does happen sometimes, we were told. So that's where he's at, unfortunately, for him and for us in that sense. We did bring in Tay. He saw that, so we're excited to get a look at him. He's out here today, and he'll be thrown right into the fire. Well, that'll help us out for now, and the door's still open, corner and safety. We'll still be looking at guys to see if we could add some help.
Is the greatest concern not having enough guys to practice and play, or is it more not getting the chance to evaluate that you wanted to get this week?
Both. You know, I mean, you want guys to get the reps. And evaluate, we kind of know our guys. There is some evaluation, but also just development. That's really important for guys who miss. But also, you don't want more reps going on. When you have one position get light, then the guys who are practicing take a little more reps than you want them to take, and then they are more at risk. So we're really conscious of that. That's very important. All right, great. Thank you.